Well, let's check sports here this morning. The Iowa Hawkeye women advanced to the quarterfinals of the women's NIT last night. Alexa Kostanek had 19 points, and the Hawkeyes took control with a 17-0 run in the second quarter as they beat Colorado by a final last night of 80-62.
You know, it's always fun when we can all have a great team win, when our threes are falling, and really just finding people all over the place and getting easy buckets. So it's always fun to have these games late in the season, just knowing that any game could be your last game and kind of playing with that last game mentality.
The Hawkeyes never trailed as they improved to 20-13 on the season.
It just feels good to come out and I thought have a good performance right from the tip. You know, we won the first three quarters. We never trailed in this game. I just thought we had a handle on it the whole time.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter, who says the Hawkeyes are enjoying their postseason run.
Sometimes at this time of year, teams can check out, and they can just be ready for it to be over. But I don't feel like our team is that way. They want to, obviously. I mean, they're playing light, loose, having fun, focused. They're just enjoying this experience.
Iowa will host Washington State Sunday afternoon in the quarterfinal round of the WNIT. Well, last night's NCAA regional semifinals consisted of three close games and a blowout. Xavier, Gonzaga, and Oregon managed to win their NCAA tournament games by a combined 6 points, while Kansas enjoyed a 32-point blowout over Purdue. Xavier pulled off the biggest stunner as the 11th-seeded Musketeers held on to beat number 2-seed Arizona 73-71 in the West Regional at San Jose. Sean O'Mara hit a short basket with 40 seconds left before Alonzo Trier missed a 3-point attempt in the closing seconds, sending the Musketeers into the Elite Eight for the first time since 2008. Trayvon Blewett scored 25 for Xavier. They'll face Gonzaga on Saturday. Gonzaga's game went down to the wire before the top-seeded Bulldogs pulled out a 61-58 thriller against West Virginia. Jordan Matthews hit the go-ahead three-pointer with just under a minute to play to lift the Zags to an ugly win that featured 51 fouls and only 34 made baskets. The Mountaineers led by three late in the game but had three chances to tie the game following Matthews' final basket. But Tariq Phillip missed a shot from the lane and Javon Carter missed 2 3-pointers after Silas Melson made 1 foul shot. Matthews, Persemek Karnowski, and Jonathan Williams each had 13 points to help lead Gonzaga, which is in the Elite Eight for the third time in school history. Michigan came close to knocking out number 3 Oregon in the Midwest Regional semifinals. Tyler Dorsey capped his 20-point night by nailing the go-ahead layup with 1:08 left to lead Oregon past the Wolverines 69-68. Dorsey has delivered 6 straight games of 20 points or more, a streak that began in the Pac-12 tournament. Jordan Bell finished with 16 points and 13 boards for Oregon, which will battle Kansas on Saturday in Kansas City. The top-seeded Jayhawks had no trouble with Purdue in the second half of a 98-66 blowout win. Player of the Year frontrunner Frank Mason III poured in 26 points for the Jayhawks, who put together an 11-0 run after carrying a 7-point lead into the second half. Devontae Graham also finished with 26 points, while Josh Jackson added 15 and 12 rebounds for Kansas in that surprisingly large win. Also in college basketball news, more NCAA tournament play coming up tonight, as the schedule for today includes the South and East Regional Sweet 16. In the South, Butler will play North Carolina. UCLA will face Kentucky. In the East, it'll be South Carolina playing Baylor, while Wisconsin will face off against Florida in action today. Well, Georgetown has opened its search for a new men's basketball coach, while Massachusetts is back in the market for a hoops coach. John Thompson III has been dismissed by the Hoyas after the team posted back-to-back losing seasons for the first time since the early 1970s. The son of Hall of Fame coach John Thompson was 278-151 in 13 seasons at Georgetown, going to 8 NCAA tournaments and reaching the Final Four in 2007. The Hoyas went 29-36 in their final 2 years under Thompson and ended this season on a 6-game losing streak. Their 438 winning percentage this season is the worst by the school since the 71-72 squad went 3-23 under Jack McGee. That was the year before Thompson's father took over the program. Meanwhile, former Winthrop coach Pat Kelsey has backed out of an agreement to take over men's basketball at UMass. Minuteman Athletic Director Ryan Bamford said Thursday that Kelsey asked to be let out of his contract that was signed Tuesday, making clear that it was for very personal reasons. UMass fired Derek Kellogg after the Minutemen finished 15-18 this season. Also around college basketball, Duke says backup big man Chase Jeter will transfer at the end of the semester, making the announcement one day after Jason Tatum said that he was leaving the Blue Devils 3 years early to enter the NBA draft. Jeter says he plans to transfer to a school closer to his hometown of Las Vegas. Virginia coach Tony Bennett says guard Darius Thompson is transferring after averaging 6 points for the Cavaliers this season. Bennett made that announcement just a day after revealing that Mariel Shayok and forward Jared Reuter also were leaving. Florida State point guard Xavier Rathon Mays is entering the NBA draft, although he didn't say whether he plans to hire an agent. Rathon Mays averaged 10.6 points and nearly 5 assists this season. Corey Sanders is leaving Rutgers for the NBA draft but won't sign with an agent, according to the school. Sanders started 31 of the 33 games this season, averaging nearly 13 points and 3 rebounds per game. Iowa will have a new quarterback next season, but that's not necessarily bad news for the Hawkeyes. Some of the most successful Iowa teams during the Kirk Ferentz era had new starting quarterbacks. The Hawkeyes have to replace C.J. Beathard, who went 21-7 as a starter.
Five nationally or top 10 ranked teams all had basically new starting quarterbacks. Rick Stanzi was kind of a holdover, a carryover, after earning the job partway through the 2008 season. But the other four guys were all first-year starters, all did a great job, and of those five guys, you know, coincidentally four of those were coached by Ken O'Keefe, so that's kind of a little bit of an interesting point.
O'Keefe rejoined the program as the quarterback's coach after a stint with the Miami Dolphins. Sophomore Nathan Stanley and junior Tyler Wiegers lead the competition. Stanley played sparingly as Beathard's backup as a true freshman.
Now, right now we're going through it with an open mind, and clearly at this point, you know, Tyler Wiegers and Nate Stanley have the most experience working with the twos or ones. So those two guys will be at the front of the group, and then we'll let it work from there.
Farron says the biggest factor in who earns the job is decision-making, especially for an offense that is built to limit turnovers.
We realize all the guys are inexperienced. None of them have been in a game very much. As I mentioned, both Nate and Tyler have more snaps with the twos and ones than anybody else in the group. But that should give them a little bit of advantage over the other guys. But, you know, we'll let them go and just see how they perform out there.
Of course, the Hawkeyes are in the middle of spring drills. Their spring game set coming up on April 21st. And NFL owners will consider several rules changes at their annual meeting next week in Phoenix. Among the agenda items are proposals cutting regular season overtime from 15 minutes to 10 minutes, eliminating players leaping over the line of scrimmage on kick plays, and expanding video challenges and what can be reviewed by officials. That meeting will also include a discussion of the Raiders' potential relocation from Oakland to Las Vegas. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.